Thank you. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-8, Francis R. and Mary S. Hazard.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 12.09 acres into 12 lots. Also requesting a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet. Site being located west of Road 288, 400 feet north of Road 280B. This application has been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he's received any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC report of October 25th of 2006 will be made a part of the record, and we've not received any additional comments or information.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir.
Tom Bartoszewicz with Meridian Architects and Engineers.
All right, sir. Floor is yours, sir.
Okay, excellent. The proposal is for 12-lot subdivision.
We need to. One thing I do need to ask you, since you are testifying apparently as an expert, I need you to state your personal qualifications, engineer or whatever.
Yes, I'm a professional engineer.
Okay. Registered in the state of Delaware?
Registered in the state of Delaware, yes, sir.
Outstanding. Proceed.
Not a problem. The subdivision, like I mentioned, it's a single road, cul-de-sac, 12 lots. It fits well with the character of the surrounding properties. I'm just going to get a little bit above my head and then, a little bit ahead of myself and then become redundant. This here is an aerial showing that the property is by and large surrounded by either existing subdivision or parcel subdivided, which will be developed into residential uses. That being said, and with consideration of the aerial, the proposed project is integrated into the existing terrain, landscape, and land uses currently located around this area. There are not any known wetland areas or floodplains within the subject property. There are no known natural or historical features found within the subject property. Preservation of open space and scenic views is incorporated within the design of the subdivision. Minimization of tree clearing, vegetation disturbance, soil removal, and grade changes will easily be incorporated into the site's design, as very little vegetation currently exists. It's predominantly entirely tilled to date. Screening of objectionable features from neighboring properties and roadways will not be an issue for this subdivision. If additional screening becomes required, screening will be provided per Sussex County ordinances. Water supply will be individual wells. Sewage disposal will be individual septic. Pollution of surface and groundwater systems is not foreseen to be an issue as a result of the subject parcel development. Minimization and/or elimination of erosion and sedimentation, changes in groundwater levels, increased rates of runoff, and potential for flooding will be incorporated into the subdivision's design and be in accordance with county and state statutes. In addition, the site's drainage will incorporate features designed to assist the potential for groundwater recharge. Provisions for safe vehicular, pedestrian movement within the site and adjacent roadways will be in accordance with Sussex County and DLDOT requirements. Area property values are expected to improve as a result of this type of development within this geographic area. Preservation and conservation of farmland is unaffected as a result of this development within this geographic area, predominantly because the area has generally become a residential area. And the current owners did not purchase this property for the purpose of development. They are the recent historical owners of the subject parcel. The addition of these 12 lots should have minimal effect on the local schools, public buildings, and community facilities simply because there are only 12 lots. The effect of the proposed development on area roadways and public transportation should be minimal also due to the same reason. The proposal for this parcel is directly compatible with the surrounding area land uses, as I showed on the aerial photograph, and the effect of this development on area waterways based on the utilization of NRCS methods indicates lower peak flows and runoff volumes simply by developing the parcel from a farmland to a residential development. And with that, I will conclude.
All right, sir. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you.
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Has a septic feasibility study been done on the property?
To my knowledge, it has not yet been done, but the soils do. They basically consist of sassafras and that type of thing, so they do seem to be consistent with what I've seen in the past for good septic system design.
And Mr. Lang, is it not the custom of the Planning and Zoning Commission that we defer until we see the septic feasibility study?
That's been the policy of the commission, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. The average lot sizes that are being proposed in this?
The average lot size, I want to say, is 3/4 acre lot. I believe that's correct. I don't have the current lot sizes shown on that plat, but I think they're 3/4 acre lots.
And I see it appears as though you have one stormwater management area behind lot number 3.
I believe two.
Number 3.
Yes, sir. There is a system proposed currently for the rear, but we also have one proposed for the front as well. I believe the current topography shows a general high point in the middle. Whether we need both will determine as the design progresses, but I expect we'll try and keep the natural landscape the way it is.
But with the front proposed stormwater management area, is that you're proposing a whole L-shaped area?
Essentially, this site should get a quantity waiver simply from going from farmland use to a residential use. So what we'd be dealing with is a water quality issue. Depending on how the surrounding terrain drains, could cause us to use that entire L-shaped. It could be, and predominantly that would be to catch off-site water. But no, I think that what is shown is probably a little bit more than what's required, assuming we're just going to drain the subject parcel.
And I might also share with you that frequently with the commission, we frown upon the stormwater management ponds being near the roadside simply because they historically become trash collectors. And with a small community, they may not be maintained. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Burton.
Will there be any easement to clean or maintenance that proposed rear stormwater management pond?
Yes, sir. There is required to be a maintenance easement, which we propose to go between lot lines, likely either here or here, 20 feet in size, 10 foot either side. Also, that would be required to drain the roadway, so usually we combine the two. And then, of course, there is a maintenance arrangement, 10 foot wide all the way around each basin for access.
What about some kind of landscaping buffer between the proposed front stormwater management pond and lot 3? Is that...
Right now we show none, though I fully expect that to be a requirement during the review process, and I expect a landscape screening versus a fence.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. 40.
The lots on the north side, is that currently wooded? Is that a wooded area?
No, sir. The majority of the site here, it shows that there is some timber, what looks like on the very back side of the parcel per that aerial, but it's hard to say whether or not that's actually overhang of trees or whether that's actually trees that will be removed, but you're talking a very, very small number of trees on that parcel.
So are you showing a buffered area around the whole entire subdivision, or?
As I understand the buffer requirements, it would be between proposed residential and existing agricultural.
Right.
And since we don't have any surrounding agricultural uses, I don't believe we currently propose a buffer.
So what's these wavy lines on our side and on the...
Up on that picture on the top side, I guess it is.
These here?
Well, on the site plan. It looks
on
like
the site first plan. Site plan.
We've got site plan, we've got wavy lines all the way down, and it looks to me to like front. It's a forested area. This doesn't show that.
The neighborhood, I guess, at the top.
Back sheet here. Right there.
Existing trees. That's existing tree canopy
that would be
from the neighboring
existing,
project.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. On the other parcels.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Colony Chapel Village is a developed subdivision, which is all within the trees, and that's tree overhang on that property.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question.
So the lot lines don't run right up to the Conley Chapel Village, or do they?
Yes, sir, they do. These are setback lines, the dash
okay.
lines.
Okay, all right, okay, thank you. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. The small, less than a tenth of an acre proposed open space on the north side of Hazard Drive, is that a spot where the applicant could consider having a school bus stop or shelter for any of the children that may be in this development?
Absolutely. If we can make one fit per the county or the per DOT standards, that's absolutely something we can consider.
Has a set of restrictive covenants been developed for this community?
I don't believe as yet they have.
And noticing the stormwater management area B on the west of this, how do you propose to get water back to that? If that's going to handle water, where is that going to pitch and flow?
I believe as far as the preliminary goes and based on what we've seen with soils, I think we're planning on infiltrating that water.
Explain that.
Essentially, you design, but you will have an engineering consultant provide what's called single ring infiltration tests that will determine essentially the perk rate of the soil for stormwater management purposes. And we would design the basin to actually recharge into the groundwater. And there are specific design criteria required for that, such as depth of groundwater to where the proposed bottom of the basin would be, and all of those things we would work out during the design process. And I believe the same would be true for what we're proposing for this basin. The overflow then, for higher storms, we then overflow into an existing safe conveyance system. In other words, we don't point it toward the back of somebody's house. We'll make sure that the water in extreme events has a safe place to go, given the existing topography and land uses, as well as houses, et cetera. And those would be high storms, you know, beyond a 10-year event.
So just so I understand it, and it's on the record, you've got a way then of getting the runoff from the impervious surface of Hazard Drive and the roadside areas back to these stormwater management areas without impugning the private property rights of lots owners 5, 6, and 7.
Correct. There may be, for example, we may do a system of swales that pitch this way into a catch basin, and then we bring a pipe into this system down through here with a drainage easement, which we would combine with the access easement that Mr. Burton brought up to this basin, so that there wouldn't be two, there would just be one, and we would then use a large catch basin to bring it in, and then we would do something similar here, but a lot easier because we obviously don't have any property to cross. But that would be the way we would handle that.
And those areas won't be in the way of the future underground. I'm guessing that the utilities would be put in underground. That's not going to hamper the CATV, telephone, electric.
Precisely right. Precisely right. Drainage pipes are typically found along the property lines, and this current county engineering administration pretty much prohibits anything else unless it's under pavement.
Okay,
so a single stormwater outfall is generally allowed. Other utilities typically aren't, and you don't typically find your electric, your cable, and all that kind of stuff here. They'd be servicing in the front.
Okay. So, as you've stated, you can get the water off this drive quickly. This is going to be private, so that there's not a premature deterioration of this.
Exactly right.
Stall,
we'll collect
water
it.
Sitting and keep interrupt. Costs down to the homeowners.
Exactly right. Precisely right. We'll collect it in the right of way, and we'll bring it into that pond from there, in all likelihood via pipe.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
You're also asking for a waiver in the length of the cul-de-sac and the cul-de-sac. And you want to give reasons as to why that's necessary?
Yeah, simply because the geometry of the existing site really prevents us from either doing any type of thoroughway, a through street. And if we were to adhere to the maximum length allowed, essentially a large portion of the property would never be able to be developed, which would be a hardship on the owner.
All have.
All right, sir. Mr. Couts.
This site is in a wellhead protection area, and I'm sure you're aware the county's required to adopt regulations pertaining to wellhead protection, and so they'll probably apply to this property by the time you get around to developing it. So
okay.
Just be aware of whatever is adopted.
Not a problem.
That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. How long is this proposed cul-de-sac that's shown on there?
I'm going to bring my scale with me, and I don't have a designation, but I'm expecting you're somewhere in the ballpark of 600 feet, perhaps. Lawrence, do you happen to know off the top of your head?
The ordinance would allow you to do 1,000. It's got to be longer than 1,000.
I don't think we're quite 1,000. Yeah, I would say we're not quite 1,000 on that cul-de-sac.
Sure, if you're not 1,000, then you don't need a waiver.
Right. I don't have my scale either.
Well, if they're asking for one, I could be wrong. I don't have a scale, and I don't have a designation on the plans.
Mr. Bartoszewicz, I want to point out to you that this is a public hearing for the purpose of determining whether or not this subdivision should happen. I would encourage you to, in the future, you make sure that your exhibits contain such critical information as lot sizes, the length of your cul-de-sac, and so on. Frankly, for you to ask Mr. Lank if he has any idea how long your cul-de-sac is, do you know how many plans he looks at in a day? So, in the future, make sure your information's on your drawing.
Yes, sir. I apologize.
Okay, you're new, I know. It's your first rodeo in front of us, so.
I think you got to sign this one.
Is that right? So you're cleaning up after somebody, huh? Well, somebody owes you big time, okay?
It could be characterized
as
that.
That's all I can tell you. Somebody owes you big time, okay? Okay, where were we? Mr. Johnson, are you okay now? Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Robertson.
Now, just a statement for the commission's benefit. It looks like actually this one's zoned AR and GR. There's a line that runs in the middle of it. However, it appears that, just a point of clarification for the record, that three of the lots, they could have been smaller than the GR zoning, maybe four, but they kept them all at the AR1, 3/4 acre size, it looks like.
Thanks.
Well, it says right on there. I mean, it's
if they're septic, it would be 3/4 unless they applied for a cluster.
Right, right.
So, I mean, the second page shows the square footage on there, but it doesn't show the.
I stand corrected.
On the right of way. That's all.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, well, we thank you. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Sure. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-8, Francis R. and Mary S. Hazard? In favor. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-8? Okay, that would be you. All right.
Hi, my name is Carlos Centeno. I live on Conley Chapel Road, 31201 Conley. I'm a little concerned with my land. It's the lowest one in the area off of Conley Chapel. I'm the second home off the corner. on that side there. I just wanted to know what he had mentioned. Someone mentioned buff, and he said that there was not going to be anything like that. And the runoff from my land, where would it be going? Would it be coming back to me?
The runoff from your land?
Yeah.
Water on your land is your responsibility.
Right.
Water on his land is his responsibility. He can't run water on you.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
If your water is already going that way, you'd have to take that up with the Soil Conservation District, but we can't answer that question.
My concern was he going to be raising his land higher than mine and put me in a pit? That was my concern.
The Sussex Conservation District, if this were to get approved preliminarily by the commission, the Sussex Conservation District would take a look at it and the engineering of the stormwater management system on the project to address those very concerns and others.
Okay, because when I bought the property a year ago, I bought it from the Hazard family, and they had told me that there was going to be some sort of a pond in back of my property there in case there was going to be any issue with water. Mm. And according to what I've seen, not that I've seen much of his plans, I don't see anything like that.
Well, we can't even get a cul-de-sac dimension on there, let alone a storm water pond, okay. So we haven't seen much either.
Okay.
But what will happen is if it even gets approved, there is a very long road that they have to go, that they have to travel before they can build anything. One section of that road has to do with the movement of water and so on. You may wish to just reiterate your concern to the applicant and check with the soil conservation people when that time comes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning.